Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Cuz, what's up? Jimmy, you on the call? Hey, cousin. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hello. Hey, what's going on?
Hey, cuz. How you doing?
I don't know what was the matter with my phone.
Oh, okay.
Can you hear me
now? You heard me saying something to you. I can hear you now.
Yeah, I heard you saying something. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm just waiting on.
I know you say you wanted me to do two nights during the week, so we'll wait a few minutes
yeah,
to see if anybody else calls on.
Okay. All right. Well, two, you know what they say, two or more got in the name.
Amen. Amen. I came over to Aunt Lord's house that day. I got there before you, though. You hadn't got there, and I finally left.
Yeah,
they told
I had
you I been there?
Yeah, they told me you had been there. Well, I had to go. Oh, I had to go. I'm trying to say, I ain't meet my lawyer that day. Something happened, and I told Chocolate them, I don't know, something happened. I don't know what we got. I'm trying to see what happened.
Oh, sorry,
dude.
I just wanted you to know I had missed you.
Yeah, that's good, though. That's good, because they really need, we all stand in need of prayer.
Amen.
So you know, everybody be a little slack on time, so I think that bell ought to be ringing in a minute. But if you ain't careful, it'll slip by you.
I know it. I almost slipped by me, and I'm sitting right here at the computer.
And then my daughter was right there in the class, and I said, oh. So they went somewhere. They went somewhere. I'm going to tell all my children about it. I want them to get on this prayer line. You know, I'll tell my children, see if they be able to Wednesday, either Saturday, just get on the prayer line. We all need prayer. We all need to be touching and agreeing, and we all need prayer.
That's right.
Quit taking things for granted. Yeah.
We all need it.
So how everything going? How you holding up?
One day at a time. I can't complain.
I'm trying to find me like a little, probably go to Walmart. I'm trying to find me like a little frame. I'm on like a little picture frame, but I need to be a little long because I want to put like Lord, when I do my reading, I want to do Lord's picture in the middle and put my palm on both sides, a palm on this side, a palm. Either it could then be a palm on one side. And fold, I know what I think I do. I think I end up getting a fold-up picture frame. You know, a picture frame that closed, that stand up. And I don't want a picture to put, when I want to read. I don't want to read from just plain paper. You know what I mean?
Oh, I understand. Yeah.
I want to read.
You
want
to make it look like a flat.
Yeah, and I want somebody who I'm getting around hugging. She got a real good handwriting. Come on, I write chicken scratch. Straight chicken scratch. Straight chicken scratch. We, Lord. That's the time I go by. You've been talking to your mama.
Oh, yeah.
She been calling Steve, and
I called Mama Doe early today. She ain't answer. She ain't call me back either. I called to check on her. Because, after we had our talk yesterday, you talked to her?
No, I ain't talked to her not today. I talked to her last night. I ain't talked to her today.
Okay.
I sent the text and this letter. People just, it just so much encouragement and so much prayer needed these days and support.
Yeah.
People don't understand how serious this thing is.
Yeah.
This is serious. People leaving.
Yeah.
People leaving. And that's how you see it. People like, oh my God, not you. Oh no, but man, people
are
leaving. And death ain't taking no prisoners, old or young, whatever.
It don't matter.
It don't matter. They from babies to the elder. It seems like some of the old folks are living the young folks. And it ain't necessarily violence that's killing these young folks. Even though it happens,
that's right.
A lot of these young folks that dying, sickness and stuff.
Yep.
I know the devil probably trying to discourage, but the devil, you're alive. You're lying here.
I know that's right.
We're going forth.
Amen.
This is going to go forth.
Amen.
Well, God,
yes,
to call those things that
yes,
not
sir.
As though they were. We call it.
Hallelujah.
Call going
yes,
forth.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, call it going forth.
In Jesus' name.
And moving forward. Yeah, that's right.
Thank you, Lord. Regardless.
How's Regan doing? I ain't heard that from Regan.
He's doing okay. You know, where he's doing as best as he can do, you know, where he is.
Oh, okay. I know that, man. Did he go back to Augusta?
Yeah, Regan been in jail for a while.
For real?
Yeah.
I know he came up here when he said Renee, but I didn't know he went back. He done got real familiar with Augusta then, ain't he?
Oh yeah. He been in jail for 2 years maybe?
Yeah, I know I had to say fucking for a minute.
Yeah,
know
you know,
it,
he didn't come back up when Mama came. Regan stayed down there. You know how long Mama been up here.
Yeah.
Mama lived with me before she moved over here to these apartments. So, and she's been in these apartments a year already. So, Regan's been down there about 5 years after she left.
You think 5 years? Because I know he came up here and stayed with Nate for a couple of years. I used to see him because he came down here sometimes to talk to me.
About a couple of years ago.
Yeah,
it's been a long time. No.
That's not where that was.
That's
unless I think it might be a step
on me. How long was my people?
Yeah, some time don't slip past. A lot of time don't slip past because.
Oh, Dr. It's been a long time. You think it done been 5 years?
Yes, sir.
Oh.
If not, it's so close to it. You got to give it to it.
Hold on, put up and call it.
Okay, you're going to call? Okay. Okay, who else is on the call with us?
This fan, Cassandra. Hello, can
hi,
you hear
Cassandra.
Me?
Hi, Cassandra. I can hear you.
Hi. Oh, yes.
Hi.
I know Jimmy. Hi. I got the message from Jimmy that you're going to be prayer on tonight.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, I'm
yes,
waiting for him to get
nice
back on. Nice talking to you. He jumped out for a minute to go call some more people to jump on. We'll be on, so we'll get started in a few moments.
Okay,
you doing
all
right today?
Yes, ma'am. And yourself?
Oh, absolutely. No complaints.
Amen. Me too. Thankful and grateful and all that.
Hey,
yes, ma'am.
God is faithful to us.
It's nice. Nice to get to know that I can communicate with some more people.
Amen. Well, I feel the same way.
Yeah,
so we're going to get started in a few moments. I know he's going to call back in a few minutes. But again, thank you so much.
Okay.
And then once he gets back on, we'll get started.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Looks like somebody else is also dialed in. Who is it that joined us on the call as well while we're waiting to get started?
Rosa.
Hi, Rosa.
Hello.
We'll get started again in a few moments. Hey, Cubs, you back on?
Yeah, back on.
Jimmy? Okay.
Hey, what's going on?
I'm thankful. Fan, thank you for you.
Hey, Fan.
Hey.
Hey,
there. Yeah, your mom, I love them all in
Bridgetown. Okay, I tell them. Okay,
all
you right. Spread the word about prayer. We'll be praying again Wednesday at 8 o'clock. So you want me to
start
them?
Okay, I'll write it down. Okay, got it down.
Let me know, Lena, when you're ready. Or you want to wait for a little long?
No, I want you to go ahead and get started because it's already way after 8.
Okay.
So you can go ahead.
Well, Sam?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so
yes.
You're going to get started.
Yes.
You're going to get started. Okay, right now, God is so good and you know, everybody going through so much. If it ain't death, if it ain't sickness, if it ain't dealing with health problems, if it ain't jobs, if it ain't the virus, there's so much going on. And we continue to go through these things, and we must hold on and press on. And prayer works, prayer changes things. And we all standing in need of prayer. And the thing what is, you know, we have to do a better job of supporting and caring for one another and loving one another.
Amen.
The Bible said, watch, pray, and always stay alert. We have to stay alert, especially what's going on these times. And I ain't going to take too much time. I just wanted to say I love you and, you know, just hold on and press on. And, you know, no matter how dark your situation is, and just know God is still, very much alive and still in control. I'm going to pass on my cousin Belinda and let her. It's Pastor Belinda saying this, my cousin.
Okay, nice to meet you too. I just talked with her, so I hope to meet her someday. But I appreciate you all because everybody needs prayer, and like you say, I pray for everybody because it, like you say, it is really hard, and we have to pray. But thank you.
Linda, y'all.
Huh?
No, I was asking my cousin, Lilianda.
Yes, some beeped in on my line. I'm sorry. I'm here.
Okay. Okay, we're waiting on you.
Okay. I'm coming right back. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Hello? Yes,
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, we
can
hear you.
Yes. Okay. All right, let me switch. I'm going to have to switch off this thing. Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's going there. Thank you, Lord. Are there any particular prayer requests on the call tonight?
Praying that God will give peace.
Most of the same stuff.
Say it again now.
I was just thinking out loud. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that, but I was thinking about. I said mostly everybody probably turn praying for most of the same things, health, healings, and free and being free of this pandemic and all of that.
Okay.
And I pray for peace during the middle of these storms that we continue to go through, especially death in my family. Pray for my family.
Yes, I am. I just lost my best friend for my last whatever.
Amen. Certainly. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
God, we bless you and we just honor you today, God. We thank you for just being God tonight, Lord. We thank you for your goodness and your kindness. Thank you, Lord, for
your long suffering towards us. We ask that you would have mercy on us according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies, God, that you would blot out every one of our transgressions. And Father, we just bless you tonight, God, because you know that your word declares that two of us are agreeing or in together in anything, God, that you would be in the midst of us. And tonight we just need you to be in the midst. We come before you tonight, God, with our hearts, God. Some hearts are broken, some are heavy, God. Lord God, there are more questions in our hearts, God, than we feel like we have answers. And so we're coming to you because you know the answer to all things, God. You know our ending from our beginning. And so we come before you asking you, Lord, God, give us the strength we need in these days and in these hours, God, to weather through the storms of life, Father. I pray tonight, God, for those who are hurting and those who have lost, God, those who feel like they're burdened down, God, cause them to know that you are the very lifter of their head. God, that you're the one that makes ways out of no ways. Father, that you're the one that never leaves us nor forsakes us. Your word says that you'll be with us always, even until the end of this age. And I thank you, God. Lord God, that you're the one that's always with us, God. Thank you, Lord, that you're leading and guiding and directing us. Thank you, Lord, that we can pull on you, God, when we can't have access to anything else. We can access you. We can access your kindness. We can access your goodness. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus for having your way in us. Thank you for life today. Thank you for strength, God. Thank you, Lord God, for blessing us, God. Thank you for moving in us, God. Thank you for delivering us, Lord. Father, we give your name the glory and the honor, Lord. We thank you, Father, that you are moving, God, in the name of Jesus, even in spite of us. And God, things we may not understand, lessons, God, that you're teaching us, God, you're teaching us life lessons in every situation that we encounter, Father, things we don't understand, but you are teaching us, Lord. And we ask you, Lord God, that even as you give us the lessons of life, God, that you would cause us to cleave to what you show us, God, and cause us, Father, to grow. We thank you for growth tonight. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for advancement. We thank you that you're strengthening us, God, even through the things, God, that sometimes seems unbearable, that you're giving us, God, what we need. And Lord God, we praise you today because we want to do as your word says, and all things give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. And so I thank you for being able to give you thanks. I thank you for being able, God, hallelujah, Jesus, to lift your name on high. Thank you, God. Lord, I bless you tonight for all that you are doing. I bless you, oh God, that you are God, hallelujah. And besides you, there is no other God, that you reign forever, that you reign in the heavens, God, and you reign on the earth. God, hallelujah, God, that you are so good to us, hallelujah. And Lord, I thank you that you never fail us, not at any situation, not at any time, God. There is nothing, God, that we can call on you for, and you not provide us. You are the God of provision. And so, God, even in difficult moments, God, when things are seem hard to bear, Father, give us the strength, God. We pray for our family that is grieving tonight, God. We ask you, Lord God, to send your compassion, God. Your compassion never fails us. You say we rise up every day to brand new mercies because your compassion doesn't fail us. And so I thank you for your unfailing love. I thank you for your unfailing hand. I thank you for your unchanging hand. I thank you for your delivering power. I thank you for your healing power. I thank you, God, Lord God, because our life is in your hands. I thank you, Lord, that you're working us to will and to do of your own good pleasure. Father, that you're working it out for us. Thank you, Lord, for life. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for sustaining us in the midst of this pandemic, God. Thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for watching over us, God, and keeping us strong. Thank you, Lord, for never failing our lives, oh God. We thank for you alone, a God, and besides you, there is no other God. There is none that compares to you, Lord. We love you. We praise you, and we thank you. Lord, we give you glory tonight. We thank you for all that you are doing. We thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, our hearts are filled with thanksgiving. We thank you. We thank you for your kindness, and we thank you for your long suffering. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, wow. That's a blessing to me. Thank y'all so much.
Thank you, Lord.
Okay. Hallelujah. Okay, we're going to be back on at
Amen.
8 o'clock. Where is it saying?
Okay. I got it down. All right. I love you guys, and now have a good night's sleep.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Night night.
Hello? It's up. You took put on mute. It's off mute. Everybody gone.